you telling Daddy on the phone?
Nothing.
Are you telling me about your Peppa Pig book?
No.
Oh.
Did you hear me say, Daddy, you got Peppa Pig book?
Yep, I did. That's exactly what I heard you say. And I heard you telling Daddy about colouring.
Yes.
What were you telling Daddy?
Nothing. Oh. Stickers?
No, I want you to tell me what you were saying to Daddy. You never tell me what you say.
No
meaning. No. Did you like going? Did you like coming to hospital with Mummy yesterday?
What does yesterday mean?
Yesterday means before you went to sleep.
Yeah.
Was that fun seeing your baby brother?
Yeah.
Did you see him waving?
Did he go like that?
Yeah, he went like that with his little fist, didn't he? Did you see him?
And which sticker do you want first?
That's a clever machine, isn't it, Hannah?
Yeah.
They can see through your tummy.
Which one do you want?
Which one do you want me to have? You give me the one that you want me to have.
I've got that one.
Yeah, I don't mind. Any one you want.
Either that one.
Yeah.
Or that one, or that one, or that one.
How about that one lying down?
There's loads of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll have that one then. That one, please.
They're on all of them.
Can I have that one lying down, please?
Which page? The first one or the last one or the middle?
That one there.
This one?
Yeah.
The second or...
Oh.
It's all right.
You pulled it out now, haven't you?
It's alright.
Okay then.
I always do that.
Do you? Yeah. There's lots of Hannah stickers all over the place, is there?
Don't miss one.
Yep. Oh,
I was going to put it away. Where do you want me to put it?
Anywhere you want. Where shall I have it?
Near. Do you want it the same with me?
Yes, please.
I put it here.
Okay then.
Then where on here?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
That's where I put mine.
Mmm.
Isn't enough one?
No, that's fine. One's good. I'm okay with one, thanks.
Why didn't you have a yellow one?
I don't know.
An orange?
I just wanted this one that's lying down because I like to lie down, don't I?
Yeah.
Mummy lies down a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah. And it's green, but it doesn't matter. I use these all the time.
Do you? What do you use them for?
So I keep using them and using them and using them. I keep ripping them out.
Uh-huh.
So it's all full.
Is that why there's henna stickers all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
Do we like henna stickers all over the place?
No.
You're a bit silly, aren't you? No?
Wait. Can I put one of these Mickey stickers on there?
No.
Why?
Because there's enough stickers on there.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
I'm putting a collection of these.
Are you? Making a collection of your well done stickers?
Yeah, in like round ones and medium ones.
Mm-hmm. What's that lion one from?
Which lion?
That one there. Do you remember where you got that sticker from?
Yeah, you know, didn't it?
That's right.
You're finding that one.
No, that's Tigger. What about the one above?
That one.
Where'd you get that one from?
School.
Ah.
I got that one from school, 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 and that one.
I don't remember you getting that one from school.
This one?
No, the top one. As good as gold.
I got it.
Did you? Oh, what did you get it for?
Being a good girl.
Oh.
Some people got good monkey.
Oh.
Some people got good girl and good boy. I got good as gold. Ellie got good as gold as well.
Oh, right.
Look, it's called good as gold or good as gold.
As good as gold, it says.
As good as gold.
Yep.
Good as gold as...
Did everybody get a sticker?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Some people get...
Even the naughty children?
Yeah.
They got stickers as well. Why do they get stickers if they're not as good as... If they're not good?
But only if you're not here, you don't get them.
Right.
If you're not here, you don't get one of these.
I see.
But if you are here, you do get one. Yeah. I did. I was there.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Do you know when I was ill?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, the school had Coke.
Did they? Oh, so you didn't get to have Coke at school because you were poorly sick that day?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It weren't fair. Was it?
It matter?
I was close. I was about to sneeze.
Did you stop your sneeze again? Does it not feel funny when you stop your sneeze?
What?
Does it not feel funny when you stop your sneeze?
No.
I don't like it when I stop my sneeze. I want to sneeze.
What?
If I want to sneeze, I want to sneeze. I don't want to stop it. I want to sneeze. Why are you standing on your dolphin?
I'm not.
Why?
I'm not.
Your poor little dolphin.
Mom.
What?
If they're teddies, it doesn't even hurt them.
Does it not?
If I stand on metal.
You'll hurt yourself. Or you'll break it. What's that medal from? Is that your medal?
No, it's Adam's. I don't
know. Is it?
Adam's.
Well, what's it doing in your room and what are you doing standing on it, missing?
Okay. Mummy, look. I've got a headband.
You wouldn't be very happy if the boys stood on your things, would you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to play. Why?
We were a long time at the hospital, weren't we?
Adam.
I said we were a long time at the hospital, weren't we?
I just get a few magazines.
Why? I've put them all back in order, Hannah, your magazines.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
To keep them all tidy and keep them all together.
I'll just get one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I still have that.
Don't be silly with them. You need to put something there to keep it in place. Have you been playing with your pony castle?
No.
No? Then what's it doing down here?
Mum, Daddy put it there.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's some magnets there. What are they doing there? Here, let's put this the other way around. That might hold it in place then. There you go, how's that?
Alright.
Is that better?
Yeah. Oops. This is my 30-50.
Pardon? 30-50? What sort of number's that?
30-50.
What number is it?
3 and 2.
And that number is 32.
Hey, I was gonna say that! A froggy? I don't want to read. I keep going on and going on and going on and going on.
Let's do some reading.
Anybody knows what that is?
What does it say?
Bug.
Good girl.
Anyone knows what that is?
What's a bug? Do you like bugs?
No.
No. Your poor little legs, Hannah. Not fair, is it?
What's that?
What do you think it is? It's Mo, isn't it?
But what is it? What's it called?
It's called Mo.
No, what is it all called? What's it called? What's the thing called that I'm making?
A balancing game.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. I think you have to... Oh, there you go. It tells you how to play now. It says, put Mo on the floor between you and your friend and divide the sticks so that you each have an equal number. Take it in turns to balance one stick at a time on top of Mo. If you knock any sticks off, shout, fiddlesticks, Mo, then put those sticks onto your pile and carry on playing. Whoever managed to balance all their sticks first wins. There you go, that's what you have to do.
So what do you have to say if you
knock any sticks off?
Yeah.
You have to say fiddlesticks, Mo.
Fiddlesticks, Mo.
Yeah. That's a funny game, isn't it?
What are these?
That's honey and cinnamon loaf.
Do you like them?
I don't know. I've never tried them.
What? Flour?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that?
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar? I've not seen brown sugar.
You have. We've got brown sugar downstairs.
Sugar?
Yeah, sugar that's brown. Do you remember? Because when I opened it, you said... That sugar's brown, not white, didn't you? So you have seen brown sugar.
What's that?
That's cinnamon.
Oh, that.
Cinnamon.
What's that?
Honey.
Honey.
Raisins.
Raisin milk.
Uh-huh.
Honey, raisins, and milk.
Honey, raisins, and milk.
Which one do you like?
I like the donkey.
What else?
That's it.
You don't like that?
No. You know what it is? It's a goose.
You don't like gooses?
Geese.
Geese. Why don't you like geese?
Oh, they're noisy.
What's a nice thing?
Daddy doesn't like geese.
I do.
Daddy doesn't like birds.
Do you?
I don't mind birds, but Daddy doesn't like birds.
Why?
I don't know, he just doesn't like them.
Does he like frogs?
Does he like frogs?
Yeah.
I don't know, you have to ask Daddy.
What's that big bauble?
That's its mouth. Or his throat. That's how they make their noise. It says, when a frog makes a croaking noise, its throat blows up like a balloon. It's his throat. There. That's your throat. So when he makes that croaking noise, that's what he does. He blows up his throat. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't do that. And we don't.
Rabbit.
Yeah. We don't croak either, do we?
No. I like that one, that one, that. What's that?
That's a bat.
Do you like bats?
No, I don't like bats.
I like that one and that one and that one.
You don't like owls?
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
I like that one, that one, that one, that one.
Have you seen an owl?
Yeah.
Where have you seen an owl?
When we went to Snow Farm, when you were pregnant. Like owl.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to hold the owl?
No, you only get to feel the owl.
Oh, did you feel it?
Yeah.
Wow. And did it turn its head round and round?
Yeah, it can put its head there without its body moving.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, we definitely can't do that. I know somewhere else where there's an owl.
Where?
Do you remember when we went to the bird sanctuary when we went on that walk? Do you remember? And I came with you on that walk.
Yeah.
Then we went to the bird sanctuary, saw those birds and the swans. There was an owl there as well, wasn't there? Not as big as the one at Smithell's Farm. But there was an owl there, I think.
I didn't see one.
Did you not?
What does that say?
It says, what, Bumble?
Yeah.
Bumble's saying, I'm not the only one who makes funny noises. So they must all make funny noises, mustn't they?
Yeah.
And they all make loud noises. Yeah.
I don't know what that does.
He honks.
Honk, honk! What do bats do?
Oh, I don't know. They make it's like a clicking noise. Bats make a noise that's so high pitched humans can't hear it. The sound makes an echo which helps them find their way. Maybe we have to find someone on television to see if there's anything about bats. And then might make the sound.
They got lights on their heads.
They've got lights on their heads?
Yeah, Miss Pollock's head. They've got lights there.
Do they? What bats have got lights on their heads?
Yeah, Miss Pollock's head.
Did she? Is it on a hairband?
What?
Or is the lights on a hairband? Or is it on a helmet? Do bats wear helmets with lights on?
They are funny. You're funny. Oh, you are. Which one do you like, Mummy?
Well, I don't like snakes.
Why?
Because they're horrible.
What are they?
That's an owl.
Oh.
It's another owl, isn't it?
Which ones do you like?
I like the donkey, the owl.
Oh, the mouse looks so cute.
The mouse does look quite cute, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the mouse, the owl, the donkey and the frog.
You like frogs?
Yeah, but I don't like snakes.
No.
You.
No, I really don't like snakes.
I don't.
There was a snake at Smithers Farm, wasn't there?
Yeah, I stroked it.
Did you stroke it? Oh, you're such a big girl, are you? Did everybody stroke it? Were some people scared?
Some people were a bit scared, so Miss Roberts took them.
Oh, who was scared?
I think it was Thomas and people else.
Oh, right.
I've already got that and that and that and that.
You have, haven't you?
But I've not got that.
Haven't you?
No.
You've not got those crayons either, then.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
If you've got the crayons, then you should have Bumble. Because they came in the same magazine.
Oh, yeah, I think I've got the crayon. Ow. I've got the crayon. I don't know where they are.
No, don't know where anything is, do we?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I found. All these.
Wow. That's good, isn't it?
In my bedroom.
I see. I think we're going to have a big tidy up this weekend, Hannah.
Why?
Why? Because it's time to start clearing things away and tidying things up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you read one of these?
You want me to read you one of them?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Please.
Okay, then.
I'll choose things what you need. Okay?
Okay.
It's a bedtime story. It's alright, isn't it?
Yeah. We can read stories anytime, can't we?
The gingerbread man. The funny one, the gingerbread man. I think they're all catching.
They're trying to catch the gingerbread man, aren't they? Why do you think they're trying to catch him?
Because to eat him.
Whoa. They all want to eat him?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like eating gingerbread men? Ham? Don't you like eating gingerbread men?
Yeah. Yeah. What's this one called?
I don't know.
What's it say?
It says the Frog Prince.
The Frog Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it say the Frog Prince?
Because that's the name of the story. There's loads of stories in that book, isn't there? I don't think we've ever read a story out of there either, have we?
Yeah, we have.
Have we?
That is where Three Billy Goats grew up.
Oh, did he?
The hair and the toy toys.
That's right. You want that one?
Yes.
Right.
I'll turn the pages.
You know what happens in it?
No. It's a reading book of ours.
Oh, you know, and you've never read the story?
Yes.
You do know the story?
Yeah.
What happens then?
Well, the hare and the tortoise have a race.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the race,
mm-hmm.
Well, the rabbit has a nap. Then the tortoise is really, really quiet. And the hare doesn't know who's gone past.
Uh-huh.
And the tortoise is really far ahead.
Uh-huh.
So the rabbit runs as fast as he can, but the tortoise won.
Oh, right. So do you still want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, then. It was a lovely, sunny day, but the animals in the forest were paying no attention to the weather. They were arguing about which of them could run the fastest. Hare, as usual, was boasting. I am the fastest by far. I will race any of you. The prize will be this gold button squirrel. How about you? No fear, Hare, not I, giggled Squirrel. Fox, do you want to race me? Fox shook his head silently. Is nobody brave enough to try to beat me in a race? Badger, hedgehog, weasel, nobody. Nobody wants to race them, do they?
Who?
The hare. Turn the page. He's showing off a bit, isn't he, this hare?
Yeah. But he's not. He's not showing off.
There was silence for a minute or two, and then a tiny voice said, I'll have a try if you like. Hare turned round and saw Tortoise plodding slowly across the field at the edge of the forest. Hare giggled quietly to himself and tried to keep his face straight as he spoke to Tortoise. Ah, Tortoise, so you are here at last. I saw no reason to hurry, said Tortoise. It's such a lovely day after all. It seems that you are my only challenger. Are you willing to race me to the stone bridge on the other side of the wood for this fine prize? It certainly is a fine prize, and a race to the bridge sounds fair enough. Yes, I am willing to race you, said Tortoise, slowly and carefully. Here he comes, look. He's coming through the fence, isn't he? Old Slowcoach, laughed Hare. You must be joking. You have no chance of beating me. The other animals joined in the laughter, but Tortoise shook his head slowly. Indeed, I am not joking, he said. Now who is going to start us off? Hare was still laughing as the two animals lined up and waited for Owl's starting signal. Oh, it's an owl, isn't it? And we were just looking at owls, weren't we, in your magazine? I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
What's he going to say? What did Owl say? Twit-twoo!
Twit-twoo!
There you go. The twoo had hardly left Owl's beak when Hare was off like the wind, speeding through the trees. Tortoise was still plodding into the edge of the woods when Hare was out of sight. Come on, Tortoise, cheered the other animals, laughing. Can't you go faster than that? I don't know why you bother, said Badger. Hare will win by miles, said Hedgehog. Tortoise did not show that he was hurt by these unkind remarks. Instead, he just kept plodding on, all the time saying to himself, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. Hare charged relentlessly on through the woods. He looked back, but there was no sign of Tortoise, so he lolloped on more gently for a few more minutes and then stopped again. He was now at the far edge of the wood, and in front of him he could see the old stone bridge, the finishing post of the race. You can turn the page, Hannah Shanna.
Can you tell?
Oh, tell me what you can see then.
I can see the rabbit.
Yeah. Racing through the forest. What else
can
you see?
There's a snooze. Look.
And mushrooms.
He's having a snooze. Look.
Is he having a snooze now?
Look. A snooze.
Oh, yes. Hare, being a bit of a show-off, did not like the idea of finishing with no one there to cheer him. So he sat down under a tree to wait until the other animals caught up. Then he would make a triumphant dash for the bridge. It was a hot day, however, and Hare had to close his eyes against the glare of the sun. In the twinkling of an eye, he had dozed off to sleep. It was late afternoon when Hare woke up, and the sun was no longer fierce and hot. As he got up, he caught the sound of the other animals in a state of excitement, twittering, squeaking, and hooting. Goody, he thought, they're here to see me win. Poor old Tortoise, he'll be miles behind.
But he isn't.
Is he not?
No.
Where is he?
He's there.
Hare had a little stretch and got ready to run again. He did not know, however, that all the time he had been sleeping, Tortoise had been trudging slowly but steadily on through the woods. In fact, Hare had been asleep long enough for Tortoise to catch up with him and pass him, and he did not realise that the animals were cheering Tortoise and not him. Tortoise was now only a couple of steps away from the old stone bridge. All of a sudden, Hare caught sight of Tortoise and with horror realised what had happened. He could not believe how foolish he had been. It did not matter how hard he ran, for it was too late to catch up with Tortoise, and all the animals were there to see Tortoise win. Tortoise plodded the last step to the bridge and stood there glowing with pride. It was one of the happiest days of his life. He had beaten Hare, and the other animals cheered him. Good old Tortoise, you've won. Well done. Poor Hare. How silly he felt to think of everybody watching him sleeping as Tortoise passed him. He wished he had never boasted. Here you are. Here's the gold button prize, he muttered, ears drooping. And well done. You can keep the button, Hare, said Tortoise kindly. I've had a lot of fun today. Just remember, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady. The end.
Can I have another one?
Can you have another one?
Yeah.
What other story do you want?
can you get from print?
You're going to help me read it?
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
Hey. You read all the stories.
But I'm tired. I need you to help me read.
I don't need to choose.
It says, a Princess Hannah went into...
No!
It does!
It doesn't!
It's Princess Hannah!
I'll turn the page, yes?
The gingerbread daddy.
The gingerbread daddy?
The gingerbread Jamie.
No, do it properly.
There was once an old woman who loved baking. You like baking, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you like cooking with daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? You know, I was talking to Granddad on the phone the other day. Do you know what he said?
What?
He said he'd make cookies with you one day. Would you like to make cookies with Granddad?
Yeah.
Because Granddad likes making cookies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And Granddad makes pie. Granddad makes apple pies and stuff like that as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
How?
How? Well.
Just eat.
Okay, then. But he said he'd do some baking with you. That'd be good, won't it? Making cookies with Granddad.
Which Granddad?
My dad. Granddad on holiday. Next time he comes from Florida, maybe he'll make some cookies with you. That'd be good, won't it? And then we can eat all your yummy cookies. Do you know what? You know, when Mum was a little girl, Granddad didn't do any cooking then.
Did he not?
No. He did no cooking at all. And now he's doing lots of cooking.
Granddad likes cooking and not cooking.
Granddad.
What was this one? That one?
Called the Goose Girl.
The Goose Girl?
Yeah. That's funny because that's another one of the animals that was in your Fifi magazine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Want me to read that one?
I'm just having a look at the pages.
I wonder what happens in that story. She's crying there, isn't she?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know the story, darling. If we read the story, we might find out. Oh, she's still crying, isn't she? She's not a very happy girl, is she?
No.
Not like you. You're a happy girl, aren't you?
Yes, look.
You're a happy, noisy girl, you.
Look!
What? Yeah. You don't like that story, do you?
I do.
Do you?
Billy.
What happens in that story? Can you tell me?
No.
No.
Read it.
No, you tell me. You read me a story.
No, I can't read.
You can read. You're very good at reading.
I can't read these books.
You could if you tried. Go on, then you tell me what. Just tell me what happens in the story then. Jack has lots of money.
No, he doesn't.
And he...
No, he doesn't!
And he goes and gets some beans from a friend of his.
No, he doesn't!
And he eats the beans.
No, he doesn't!
And then he shrinks.
No, he doesn't!
What happens?
Nobody can shrink if you eat beans.
Can they not? SpongeBob shrunk. SpongeBob and Patrick shrunk, didn't they?
But he didn't eat beans. They pressed the shrunk button.
Oh.
Shrink button.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
You won't shrink, will you, Hannah?
No, I'll never shrink.
Good. I don't want you to shrink. I won't be able to find you.
Then you'll be massive.
I would. There's a programme on television where they shrink the children. The children... Oh, it was a mistake. The daddy made a machine and it shrunk the children. The children were that big. They were teeny tiny.
That big?
Yeah. Teeny tiny.
Like so that. The dad was squished on it. And then...
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually squish them, but he certainly couldn't find them. And he had to, you know what he did?
What?
He swept them all up and he put them outside. He didn't know. So he put them all the way in the back of the garden. That's not very good, is it?
No. Still in the big medium.
No, they were teeny tiny.
About that big.
They were about the size of your fingernail.
The size of my fingernail?
Yeah. How small is that?
Imagine if this was a kid. La 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 la. La 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 la. Would you be able to see an ant about that big?
An ant?
Yeah.
What now?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we went outside, we can see the ants, can't we?
I can't. Mom, do you think you could jump as high as the clouds?
No.
I couldn't. I can only. This is how far I can jump.
I see.
It's put your hands up, you jump high.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you'll just jump the same.
I see.
Yo yo, yo yo, yo yo.
Whose yo yo is that?
Team Nadim.
I see.
Team White. Team loves it.
Does he?
Yeah. Now he wants to keep it.
I see. And I think he took it back in his room the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
But it's made its way back in here. How did it get back in here, Hannah?
You put it in here.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't bring it back in here.
I didn't.
I don't remember bringing it back in here.
I didn't.
Whose teddy bear is this?
Mine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think it's mine.
It is mine. Oh, yeah, look how I can yo-yo. 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 Yo-yo.
Very good.
Whee!
I think that's quite how you use a yo-yo, Hannah.
What?
Pardon.
Pardon.
That's not quite how you use a yo-yo, is it?
What? This.
That's not right, is it?
Is how I do yo-yoing.
How do you know about x-rays, Hannah?
Because I do.
How?
Because.
Did you learn about it at school?
No.
Yes, you did. At the hospital. You had a play hospital at school, didn't you? Before the pirate ship.
No, but there weren't an x-ray.
There was one on the window. Weren't there with the bones?
I didn't see it, though.
Did you not? Oh, okay then. So did you learn about it on telly?
No!
When did you learn about x-rays then?
I just knowed.
You're very clever if you know that. Aren't you? Did you not like it at the hospital then, or did you like it?
I like it.
Do you?
I loved it.
You loved it?
But it's gone, for the pirate ship's gone down now.
No, I meant coming to the hospital with Mummy to see the baby.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Or did you want to stay at home?
I wanted to watch Adam play on the Wii.
Oh, you can watch Adam play on the Wii all the time, can't you? Plays on it all the time anyways.
He's not playing on it now.
No. But you got to see the baby. And Jamie and Adam didn't get to see the baby, did they? Hey? Oh, I don't think you won't have to come again anyways.
No!
No, you don't have to go again. You can stay at home next time.
Why?
Why? Why, do you want to go again?
Only twice.
I don't think we'll have to go again. Next time I have to go to the hospital, Auntie Debbie will be here. With Elise and baby Alex. So you can stay with Auntie Debbie and Elise and baby Alex. And the boys.
Then I can show Debbie all of my toys.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
You can show her all of your toys. Hopefully it'll be tidy by then, won't it?
What?
Pardon?
Pardon?
I said hopefully your bedroom will be tidy by then, won't it?
Yeah, I'll put all of them there where they are.
Because you don't normally, do you? Oh! Hit your head with a yo-yo. That was silly, wasn't it? Would you like playing that computer game, Hannah?
Which one?
The one with the rabbit.
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
You know.
I don't, because you've been playing it with Jamie. Have you done lots of it now?
Yeah, and we just started.
I see.
We started a game.
Oh.
Mum.
Yes, you've not finished it then?
No, we need to complete it, and I've already completed about 6 or 5 times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow, you're clever, aren't you?
See?
Is it?
Every time I go on it, I've got the purple hooks, I've already got it, and I've already got the rubber bands, and I've already got them, and every time I have a soft feather pillow every time.
Oh, dear.
Every time I have to do it all over again.
I see.
Woohoo! Ow!
What have you done now?
Nothing. Well, this is what Spartacus used with yo-yos. It hangs them onto here.
Does he? Yeah. What, on your bed?
No, on different things.
I see.
Look.
Oh, right. And does he use them to swing and stuff like that?
No.
What do you do then?
You like stop people with them.
Oh, right. You can't really do it though.
Why?
Because yo-yos aren't that strong and it's only a program. You haven't watched Lazy Town for a long time, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
When did you watch Lazy Town?
Ages ago.
That's what I mean. You haven't watched it recently, have you?
Yes, I have.
A long time ago since you watched Lazy Town.
Yeah. It's strong now. See, it's not falling. Don't let go. He does that. Then if someone starts to grab onto it, they bite, they would do climb, 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 climb.
I see.
Onto a boat.
I see. Onto a boat? Does he have a boat?
No.
Who has a boat?
Spartacus has a flying boat.
Oh, yeah. An airship he has, doesn't he?
And he has a big one and a little one. This is a wee! Then they grab onto it, and the ship's moving, and the other one, it's joined together, like it might be like this, and they grab onto it, then the ship's moving, and then you just get hold onto it, then imagine if someone was like this onto it, but we've seen some people do that on television.
Right.
And if they do skipping it with an ant.
Skipping with an ant?
Yeah.
You're mad, you. Aren't you?
No. Nobody can be mad.
Have a look out the window, Hannah.
Why?
Because I want you to make sure that bird isn't in the garden. Or any cats are in the garden.
Okay. No.
No, everything okay?
Yeah.
Guinea pig's still in the pen?
Yeah.
Good.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Your yo-yo was banging me on the head.
No, it weren't.
It was.
It weren't.
What are the guinea pigs doing? Can you see them?
No.
No.
Yo-yo! Hold on! Did you see that?
Yeah, she almost hit me on the head with it, Hannah.
What?
You almost hit me on the head with it.
Oh. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
That's how you do it. That's the trick.
Wow.
You just spin it around like that. And just like that. Then you just put it like that. That's how you do it.
Super trick.
Then if you pull it back around like that. Then like that, then you loop like that. What? Why are you looking out the window all day?
No, I was just looking at your guinea pigs.
My guinea pigs?
Yep.
They're not my guinea pigs.
Whose guinea pigs are they then?
All of us.
I think somebody asked for guinea pigs.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, they did last year. And Daddy went and bought you a guinea pig, didn't he? Bought you Max. And then we had to get a friend for Max, didn't we?
Yeah. Why do we have to get a friend for Max?
Because he was lonely. He was lonely all by himself.
Hey!
Guinea pig friends. What?
What are you doing?
I'm lying down on your bed.
You're like, anybody's allowed to lie at my bed.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Cool.
Even Daddy.
Even Daddy?
Yeah.
Can Daddy get up here, Kenny?
What?
Can Daddy get up here?
Nah.
No.
Yeah, but you can.
I'm lying here so I can get up the head with a yo-yo.
What?
Pardon?
Pardon?
I said I'm lying here so I don't get hit on the head with your yo-yo.
It's weird.
What's weird?
Me?
You?
Yes.
You're mad, that's what you are. Aren't you?
Take some covers?
No, just leave it. Just leave the covers, Hannah.
Why don't you want your covers on?
Because I don't.
Look what I can do.
Yeah. You want to come lie down with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And let's have a talk.
What's a talk?
Let's have a little chat.
What's a chat? What's a talk?
Yeah, what should we talk about?
I don't know.
Tell me what... tell me a story.
Oh, it's not going to be a proper story.
Okay then, that's fine.
Once upon a time, a little girl was called Hannah.
Put your foot down, please.
A little Hannah. Girl.
Yeah, a little girl called Hannah. What a pretty name that is.
And her mummy was Kathy.
Ooh.
And she had two brothers. But now she always lived. And sometimes she went in the garden and she saw three slugs and one snail.
Ooh.
She saw an adult one, a sister one, or a brother one, and a baby one.
Wow.
And
do they have names?
No, I don't know the names.
Oh.
And she always go to school, but now she doesn't really go to school anymore.
Oh.
And she has the school holidays. And once she found all of her toys, but she didn't clean them up.
Oh. Now, Hannah, don't do that. Please put your foot down.
Okay.
Yep.
So she always skips and she always drinks. She like, and today she didn't really bother what she had for lunch. And she keep nicking her big brother's gravy.
I see.
Then they went to the bookshop. And she bought a book, but her brother didn't get to. And the brother was called Adam and Jamie.
I see.
And there's one more thing, and then it's nearly the end of the story.
Go on then.
And Hannah gave her mummy a sticker.
Oh.
And she gave herself a sticker. And then she hooked Jamie and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end.
Oh, that was a lovely story, that. That was a very nice story.
Did you like
it? I did. I loved your story.
You tell me a story.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Hannah.
Hey, that's the theme.
All right, oh. Okay, once upon a time, there was a mummy. And she had a little girl called Hannah.
Hey, that's enough. Carry on.
She had to go to the hospital because the hospital had to check to use a special machine to see the baby in her tummy. So Hannah came with her and she was such a good girl. They went to see a lady and she put some jelly on her tummy. And then they used a special machine to see the baby on the television. And the baby waved to his brother, to his sister, Hannah.
At the end or somewhere?
No. And then they had to go and see some other people. And Hannah was still such a good girl. The end.
That it?
Yeah, that's it. That's my story.
You want me to tell you a farm story?
Go on then.
Once upon a time, lived a cow and a sheep and some pigs and everything that's in a farm. And once the pig went oink oink and the cow went moo moo and the sheep went baa baa. And the story's called The Noisy Farm.
Ooh, The Noisy Farm.
And the pig was playing the drum.
Ooh,
and the cow was playing a different drum.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep was, they were all playing drums.
Were they?
And they all played drums, and some of them clap. Then it was so noisy that all the houses next to them, they were doing this.
Covering their ears?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they couldn't hear the noise. So they covered half the bed and they put it like that.
They cut half the bed?
Yeah.
Put it over their ears?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they did it, and they could still hear it, and they chopped up the house, and they did that!
They chopped up the house and covered up their ears?
Yeah!
Oh, goodness me. There's a lot of chopping things in the house. Oh, bless you!
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Then, he saw a microphone, and he just sang.
Oh, what did they
sing? And he sang, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh.
Then the other one sang, Baa Baa Black Sheep. Ooh. And the last one sang, Oh My God, Had a Farm.
Right.
Then, all the animals, all the cows went moo, and the old sheep went moo.
Oh,
silly me. And all the sheep went baa 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 baa.
We saw some cows today, didn't we?
When?
When we were in the car.
Oh, yeah.
In the field, didn't we?
Yeah. I live on a farm, but I can't.
You want to live on a farm?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know somebody who lives on a farm?
Yeah. Holly Ridings.
Does she? How do you know?
Because
she
told me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She not invited you to her house?
No.
Oh.
I invite her to my house.
You haven't?
No,
you haven't.
I have.
You not asked me to invite her to your house.
Yes, I have. Ages ago.
Ooh.
Silly Billy.
You better ask her then, hadn't I?
How?
Holly Riding, should I go and ask her mummy?
No.
I can't ask her now, can I? Just put your foot down, Hannah. You monster. Big monster. Your baby brother's kicking again. Can you feel it?
Yeah. Does he think it's you?
Does he think it's me?
Yeah.
I don't know what he thinks. He had hiccups again earlier as well today.
Did he? When?
Yeah. When I was lying down. When you were playing downstairs. Really big hiccups. And he was rolling around and moving as well.
Was he?
Yeah. Aww. Can you not wait for your baby brother to come?
No. I want to hug from my brother. Is he doing this?
Oh, yeah, I bet he is. But he's trying to hug you back, isn't he?
Hmm.
Your big sister's going to feed you, baby. Aren't you?
Yes.
Come on, he's a bit bigger.
I'm a big little sister.
You are.
I'm going to be a big little sister. A big sister for the baby and a little sister for Jimmy.
That's right.
I'm going to be big. little sister.
And Adam will have two brothers and one sister. Same as Jamie. Jamie will have two brothers and one sister. And the baby will have two brothers and one sister, won't he?
Yeah.
Two brothers and one sister.
Mm.
You won't be the baby anymore of the family, will you?
No. The baby will.
No. Do you like being the baby of the family?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you still want to be the baby of the family?
Yeah.
Oh, but you won't be, will you?
No. Be a big little sister. This is the end of the story.
Yeah. That's the end of the story. Mm-hmm. The end.
The end.
You're mad. What's so funny? What?
Myself.
Yourself. That's nice. You can laugh at yourself, isn't it, darling? You are funny. Are you that funny?
Yeah.
You do like singing, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dear me. He'll be home soon.
Yay!
So you've been colouring your Peppa Pig book then?
Yeah, you're allowed.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Have you done any work in it?
Winky, oink, oink, oink.
Okay. Have you done any work in it?
Yes.
Finding things or anything like that?
No, ticking.
Any fishing?
No, ticking.
Oh, ticking, what do you have to tick? Do you have to find things and then tick the box when you found them?
Now there's a little circle and it says, can you find the right things?
All right.
Is the teapot pink?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the other ones.
All right.
Mm.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice kiss.
Sticker?
No, I've got a sticker already, remember?
Imagine if you have that much stickers, aren't you?
When the baby comes out, you're going to be sticking stickers all over him as well? Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, go in and see him one day and be covered in stickers. Some funny noises you're making. Kiss your paper. What do I want to kiss your sticker paper for?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Why don't you like kissing your lip?
I don't like it.
Wait, I do it.
Put it down. Little cute nose.
I got a cute nose.
You have.
I've not got a cute nose now.
You've got a cute nose and a gorgeous face. That's what they were saying in the hospital, weren't they? How pretty you were as well, weren't they?
And I was a baby.
Well, and when we went as well, they were saying how pretty you were. Weren't they?
I can't see!
Open your eyes then.
I have.
I'll take the sticker paper off your face then.
Yeah, I can't.
You mad child.
Yeah. See? What? Who am I talking to?
Nobody. Nobody's here.
Yes, there is. I think it's Mummy.
No.
Yes, there is.
Your mummy's gone away.
No. That's like my mummy's hair. And that's mummy's ear. That's mummy's cheek. That's mummy's neck. Good.
Mummy's what?
Neck.
All right.
can see through that one.
I'm not your mummy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
My mummy wears glasses.
I'm your sister. I'm your auntie.
No, you're not.
You saw Auntie Liz on the computer the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Whee!
She was on her computer, wasn't she?
Yeah, and it was well cool.
Why, what was she doing?
Because there was a gun on.
Was there?
There's like you shooting Auntie Liz.
Oh, right. What else was there?
There was some growing.
Some what?
Growing. Yeah, there's plants growing.
Oh.
And there was a hat like she was sleeping on.
Oh.
No, it's a thing.
I saw the dandelion one when she was blowing the dandelions.
Yeah.
You were laughing a lot at that, weren't you? You were giggling away to that, weren't you? Rich. All of you. The one where she was blowing the dandelions. Like that. Remember? Was it dandelions or was it bubbles? I don't know.
It was dandelions.
Dandelion. They were flying all over the place, weren't they? And you were giggling away. Auntie Liz will be here soon.
Yippee!
Well, soon in a bit.
Yippee!
It'll be nice, won't it? And we can play with Auntie Liz all day. Are you sleeping? Why have you gone to sleep? It's a very funny noise you're making. You do it with your mouth when you're sleeping, do you? You'll be eating lots of flies if you do that.
What?
Pardon. There'll be lots of things flying into your mouth if you sleep like that.
Why is the book in the night?
I don't know. If there is, and your mouth's wide open, they'll be flying straight in, won't they? They'll think it's a cave. I think it's the way out. I think it's the door to get outside.
What?
Pardon. What's the time now?
Half past eight. What time is it? Half past five.
Oh, very good.
Is it half past five?
It is. You're very good at telling the time. Look, I can see Max and Jack.
I can. I didn't see them before. Can I have a look?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can fly. Ooh.
Ouch.
There we go. I think I need it for me.
They're busy eating the grass, aren't they?
Yeah.
I hope Max has stopped being naughty, not jumping over the wall anymore.
What is that? What's that?
What's what?
Why does he jump over the wall?
Because he's silly.
Does he think he's... Hello!
No, I don't think he's not doing it anymore now.
Because
we don't need to jump over the wall, do we? Because then we won't be able to get him because he goes and hides in the bushes. And the next door neighbour's cat keeps on coming in our garden now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's naughty, isn't it?
No, but she said she'll never do it anymore.
Well, she can't stop him, can she? Because he's not on a lead, so he can jump into our garden like he did the other day. Naughty, isn't he?
How did he do it?
He just jumps over the fence. So, if we see a cat in our garden, we have to chase him out, don't we? Because we don't want them to go and try and eat Max and Jack, do we?
Yeah.
Aww. You kissing your baby brother?
Yeah. Your belly button looks funny.
Thank you.
It does.
Oh, it's sticking out now, isn't it?
I'm gonna give this to the baby because it's a baby toy.
What?
That and that.
It is. That's right.
So I'm gonna leave it there for the baby.
Oh, that's very nice of you. That was your toy when you was a baby.
Yes, I'm gonna keep it for her baby.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
And I can read a few books to the baby. Oh, now it's half past six.
It's half past six now.
It looks like it.
No, it's still. Just gone 5:30, Hannah.
That means it's 7:30. It's not my bedtime.
No, not yet.